Lane Burkle of the Town and Country Kids Red Group 4-H Club joins me here at 4-H Achievement Days in Sanborn County. Lane, good to see you again. So remind us, how did you get started in 4-H?
I got started about 7 years ago, and I happen to not be a very sporty guy. I happen to join 4-H because I really liked showing sheep at that time. I also really liked to build things, and I wanted to really see what was out there in 4-H. And I actually really like it these days because it's very me.
And you're taking up welding now, which I think is absolutely amazing for you. And so tell us about the project you're doing here at Achievement Days.
For today, I made a gate for our farm. That way we could let the sheep in and out of the pens, which allows them to eat the grass down and then allows it to grow them back, let the grass grow back. And this is a very useful invention, very useful product that I made, and I happen to really like welding.
What attracted you to welding?
So my family happened to be in welding. My dad is a diesel mechanic, and my grandpa, him, and a few of my uncles and my cousins happened to be in welding, which I thought, why not take this and make it a life skill where I could learn something, but also make more projects with the welding skill.
And I understand your next step is you're going to attend Mitchell Technical College.
Yes, it's going to be very exciting. I happen to be going into the welding program this fall, and I'm looking forward to it.
Lane, what gets you excited about Achievement Days?
People coming in and seeing our projects and what we've done over the years, whether it be sheep, whether it be clothing, whether it be sewing, you name it, and people have done it. And that's what really inspires people to come in and see our projects, and that's what really inspires them to do 4-H.
And Lane, one final question. If someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
Well, it turns out that I got started due to the fact that I wasn't a sporty guy. It just so happened that my family happened to be in 4-H before I was born. My mom happened to show sheep before I would. My dad happened to own a few wool sheep. We own some cotton hair sheep now, which we've done for a lot of years. And what makes me tell people to join 4-H is it has every area that you could think of. You could do welding, you could do hobbies and collections, if you don't think you belong in school activities, 4-H is the place for you, which allows you to do whatever you want.
Lane Burkle of the Town and Country Kids Red Group, my guest here at Sanborn County 4-H Achievement Days.